Reese is the word. Well, Reese is the word in the fourth round of the JD Welsh Cup as it starts to get serious. Pennebont boss Reese Griffiths hopes to take another Premier League scalp as they travel to Bala. And we'll hear from some of the so-called minnows of Welsh football at Llanelli, Reese at Llanfair United and Haverford West as they prepare for their battles. Jonah's here, of course, as usual, to preview all the games. First, Jonah, Scorio, as per usual, have picked the cracker, haven't they? Great North Wales games, a televised tie. What are the pros and cons of Carnarvon versus Rhyl, do you reckon?
I think the first pro definitely is it'll be a massive attendance. I think the attendance last week in the Nathaniel Carr's MG Cup final was wonderful for the league, over 1,000. And I was speaking to Malcolm Allen straight after the game. I said, great attendance. And he was in no doubt. He said, it'll get beaten next week at Carnarvon versus Rhyl. He said, I expect 1,500 there. So if we're going to start to get these sorts of crowds at these games, I know it may take cup matches and derby matches to produce these sort of crowds, but it just enhances the competition and the league if we could get them on Saturday games. But Carnarvon Rhyl, it's going to be a cracker. I think everybody's looking forward to it.
And looking at their individual form, Jonah, Carnarvon started with a bit of a wobble in the league, didn't they? And, of course, Prestatyn have gone above them in the Hughes Grey Alliance. And then you've got Rhyl, who, as we've already said before, fantastic results 1 minute and then getting wiped the floor next minute.
That's why I think anything can happen in this game on the day. I mean, they've played 20 games, Carnarvon. They've won 13, drawn 4. They've only lost 3. Right, so they've scored 57 league goals, so they're almost 3 goals per game. So, listen, their form is decent enough, and they disposed of Carmarthen 3-1 in the last round. That was a big scalp against the good Carmarthen side, who haven't lost since that game. So, you know, they're well capable of creating a shock, and I'm sure Rhyl and Noel McGuinness will have to be at their best if it's not going to be a shock.
And Carnarvon have always wanted to be back in the Welsh Premier League. They got so close last season. They must see this competition as winnable if they can beat Carmarthen and they can get their form back in the Hughes Grey.
Well, that's the thing, Mac. Once you're in a changing room, in the last two major cup finals, not the Welsh Cup final, but Denby Town got to the final of the Nathaniel last year. Barry Town got to the final of the Nathaniel this year. So it may be that there's another team going to come up and do it, you know, and reach a final at least. So it's there that once you go this far, you're in the last 16, you're only 3 games away. Why not?
We've got to mention Rhyl's new signing. I mean, they've gone for youth on this one. Niall McGuinness's newborn child signed for Rhyl already.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, good luck to him. I can see the shirt now on the website in front of us. Good luck to him.
It's been a heck of a year for Niall, hasn't it? You know, taking charge of Rhyl, doing what he's done with them, and obviously father now.
Wow, yeah, what a year it's been for him. And hey, congratulations. He's done a good job. He's done a good job, and I'm sure he'd do a good job in a father department.
What's your scoreline prediction on this game?
It'll be 2-2, and it'll go to penalties.
Oh. Oh, well, we'll certainly get value for money if you're watching it on Scorio then. We talked about the new guy, the new baby signing for Rhyl. Well, let's talk about one veteran who's been lighting up Welsh football. Lee Trundle, arguably providing more entertainment for Llanelli than his beloved Swans are doing of late. Now he fancies the ultimate test of his reborn playing career, a trip to TNS.
We're going in full of confidence. You know, we haven't been beat this season. We had a massive game on Saturday against title rivals and won that comfortably 4-0. So we're going in there confident. Obviously, if you was a betting man, you would go TNS. But you know, in cup games, you never know what can happen on the day. And you know, we'll go there and give a good account of ourselves, and we'll see what happens at the end. I've scored 30 in 15 games, so you know, it's a great tally. I've scored in every game I've played in this season, so it's going to be another tough test on Saturday. But it's one I'm looking forward to. You know, I believe if I get a chance in a game, I'll score a goal.
Jonah, Lee Trundle has become a one-man machine for Llanelli of late, hasn't he? Is he the one man who could stop world record-breaking TNS?
I don't know whether he could stop world record-breaking TNS, but he'll grace the pitch. Don't forget, we're talking about an ex-million-pound player. Again, playing in a Welsh Cup, playing against a Welsh Premier League side. TNS have played against many of them in their time, but Trundle's a bit special to the Welsh Premier League. He came into football from Rhyl. I remember him playing for Rhyl against Barry and going to watch him as a youngster, and he's graced, you know, the Football League fantastically, and he's come down and doing a brilliant job at Llanelli. And I just looking at the odds in front of me now, if fairy tales are about to happen, Llanelli themselves are 20-1. So I should imagine Trundle will be 10-1, 12-1 for first goal scorer. So I think a pound or two on Llanelli 1-0 and Trundle the first goal scorer will almost be like four numbers and a bonus ball on Saturday night.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think Trundle's probably caused them to be 20-1. If Trundle wasn't playing for Llanelli, they'd probably have been now about 100-1 to win that game, wouldn't they?
Oh, brilliant, though. It's, hey, listen, they've won the Cup. Llanelli have won the Cup in their history. They've, you know, this is what they're all about. They want to be back. And it's a strange scenario, really, because the draw you didn't want is TNS away. But if you're going to get one to get knocked out in, and you're going to enjoy the day and show people how far you've come in the last year or two, hey, listen, it's the place to be. Llanelli, TNS, brilliant game, but I just see TNS having too much.
Well, Jonah's mentioned the odds for that game. Of course, all the latest odds as they move will be on davabet.com. Go there if you want to flutter. Please gamble responsibly. First-time bettors get a £30, up to £30 refund on davabet.com. Well, look, there's a couple of Cymru Alliance clubs that will fancy their chances for an upset this weekend. Gillsfield hosting Cardiff Met. I'm sure Cardiff Met would rather play on their billiard-like 3G surface. And Kevin Druids now have 3G, of course. So how will they fare away at Llanfair United, the lowest ranked team in the competition? Here's what Rhys Stevens, their manager, thinks.
Well, I know they've got two lads missing, which obviously they wouldn't want to have them missing, but you know, they've got a strong squad and I think they'll still be favourites. They're a Welsh Prem side after all, but you know, it's a game we're going in hoping to win. It's a massive boost for a club like ours, you know, for the players prestige wise, but also the financial gains for a club like ours is massive, getting to the fourth round. Now, if we can push on again, you know, the boys won't just be happy being the first team ever to get to the fourth round. You know, we want to be the first team in the club's history to get to the quarterfinals of the Welsh Cup.
Jonah, Druids without a few players. This is bizarre, this is, because a couple of the Druids players are playing for Wales in a futsal tournament. It was a frost-ridden pitch at Llanfair that caused it to be postponed last week. There's plenty of things to level this game out, aren't there?
Well, that's exactly what the Llanfair manager will be pleased to hear before the start. If Huey had a full squad available, and they have been playing well of late, I'm sure the favourites tag would have stuck to them. And they would have carried it off. But this does definitely, you know, it unhinges it a little bit. To say that Kevin Druids are almost even money against Llanfair, it just goes to show you that the bookmaker may have looked into what you've said as well. You can't afford to lose key players. And that's why they were allowed to have the game called off last week. But obviously it's run on to this week. And it could be damaging for the Druids. But Huey made the final a couple of years ago and Europe with the Druids through this competition, so they will be well set out to win this game because he knows how important it is. And having qualified for Europe from the Welsh Cup once, I'm sure they'll want to do it again.
Now, talk about changing plans. The Llandudno players had already booked their shopping trips with their wives a few weeks ago when they got knocked out to Goitre. But, of course, Goitre broke the rules, fielded an ineligible player. So they're back in duty this weekend. They face Bangor. How do you think that game's going to go, Jonah?
Well, it could be one of those days, Mac, when it could be one of those years now. Llandudno, it's happened. Somebody played an ineligible player. You know, it's absolutely nothing to do with Llandudno at all, but rules are rules. And the Goitre, unfortunately, were guilty of fielding the ineligible player. But I'm sure Alan Morgan and the players, that the changing room will be buzzing Saturday. It's a chance they never had. And don't forget, like I said, right, we're only two games away from the final almost. Right, so these are big games now. You play 34 games in the Welsh Premier League, or 32 games in the Welsh Premier League, right, to qualify for Europe in this competition now. Right, you play four or five games. It is the easiest route to Europe, right? It's a wonderful, and once you're there, it's exactly the same whether you qualify through Welsh Cup now because of Europa League, or whether you you come second, and I'll tell you the easier route is through the Welsh Cup, and clubs like Llandudno and Bangor know this Saturday is a gigantic game to both clubs. They may not be nailed on at present for getting in through the league system, but they'll definitely take this seriously, and it's a wonderful way to qualify for Europe.
And over the last couple of games, Jonah, both managers would have been very unhappy by their team's performances. Ian Dawes, obviously not happy about the run that they've had recently. So this is double incentive to get it right this weekend.
Well, you can imagine yourself, Mac, being a, you know, I've been being a manager going into your board and your chairman and the board a couple of weeks before these games. And they realise, listen, it's not only the players, it's not only the manager. They realise this league, the financial support, this league, right, it's massive. If you were to win these next three games, you're guaranteed straight away €210,000. That is absolutely gigantic to clubs of these sizes. It almost pays for your season, right? So that's how important it is. When anybody tells you money's not important, you try and scrape together the wages every week through sponsors, through raffles, through this, through that. But this way of getting in €200,000 is absolutely brilliant. And both these clubs are capable of doing it.
And for Llandudno, who had a nice little taste of European football last season, it's arguable whether they'll get it again through the league system this season. So this really is their chance to sort of continue, as it were, as opposed to drop down.
Well, listen, he's come seventh in the league, Morgs, after coming third in his first year, which was fantastic. Still, he's just about favourite, I think, for making a playoffs in seventh spot. He would give up any of them spots for the winning the Welsh Cup and another year in Europe.
Now, if you're a groundhopper and you like a bit of football, North Wales is definitely the place to be, isn't it? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, Jonah, that Bangor against Llandudno game is a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. Then if you peg it down to Carnarvon for your 5:15 Scotia kickoff, you've got two games there for the day, haven't you?
Well, believe it or not, Mac, I'm at a lot of these games all the time, as you know, and we do see plenty of groundhoppers. I bet there'll be 15 or 20 groundhoppers who love the round ball game, will be at both games on Saturday, and good luck to them.
And it'll be a great day out if you're in North Wales, don't you? Get two games there and you'll enjoy yourself. So do fancy or have a look at the possibility of shipping yourself off to both games if you're around that area this weekend. Now, a couple of other interesting games flying around. I said, of course, at the start, Greece isn't the word, Reese is the word. And our second Reese is Reese Griffiths, the Pennebont manager, travelling all the way up to North Wales to play Ballytown. And Pennebont have acquitted themselves well so far this season in this cup, haven't they, Jonah?
Oh, they've done exceptional. They've done fantastic. They knocked Ballytown out at Jenner Park 3-0, which I was there at that game, in fact, and they were excellent on the day. And then, you know, they've come back and they've defeated Airbus 4-1 at home, and they were comfortable winners on the day. So to score seven goals in the competition in the last two games against sides of that calibre, Barry and Airbus UK, you know, that's fantastic form they're showing in the cup. Could it be the year, we said it, could it be the year of the underdog again? Toughest draw they could have got, I think, apart from maybe Connors Key or TNS. Bala, who've never played in a Welsh Cup final. Colin Caton's had a wonderful career in the Daffabet Welsh Premier League, and he needs a Cup final on his CV. He'd love to get a Cup final on his CV, Colin. So Bala will be all out for victory as well. It will be one hell of a game, this one.
So, I'm delighted to be joined by Sean Cresser from Haverford West County because, of course, they play Gap Connors Key in this next round of the Welsh Cup. Sean, how are you doing?
All right, Mark, how are you?
All right, you must be looking forward to this.
I'm not sure looking forward is the word, Mark. When you get to my age, you don't look forward to too much in life. But you know, it's we're under no illusions. It's going to be a difficult game for us Saturday. I think if you take... If you take TNS out of the Welsh Prem, I think Gap Connors Key at the moment are probably the second best side in there, you know, to my mind anyway. You know, we've got a lot of respect for what we've got in our own dressing room. The boys have done very well this year in that respect. And I think if we can have a bit of a luck maybe on Saturday or a bit of the rub of the green, you know, if we can apply ourselves well, if we work hard and stick to what we're good at, you never know, we might get a dodgy refereeing decision at the Meadow, which does happen from time to time, Mark.
No, really? No, never.
Yeah, now and again. But, you know, if that kind of thing can happen, and you never know, we could get something out of it. But, I mean, we'd have to be kind of at our very best. Maybe Gap Corners King would have to have a little bit of an off day, if you like. And, you know, it can happen. It does happen in the Cup, doesn't it? You know, you get upsets and you know, stranger things have happened than Halford West County beating Gap Corners Quay. So,
well, I mean, we only have to look at the last round with them, don't we? Goitre absolutely took them to the wire, didn't they? So you must be taking some sort of sucker from that.
Yeah, well, definitely. You know, and we faced Goitre this year. You know, the Welsh League, generally speaking, is a division full of good quality teams now, you know, and we've played Goitre and we had a tough game against them. So, as you said, Goitre were away up in Gap. And we're unlucky, very unfortunate, really, not to get through, not to get past them. But, you know, again, we've spoken to Lee John and Goitre. We've spoken to one or two others. We've done, a little bit of homework on Gap, and I know they've done theirs on us. So, you know, we're aware of what they're capable of and what they're good at. And, you know, as we say to our lads quite often on this scene, Saturday again will be just about as much about what goes on in our dressing room as it'll be about Gap Corners Quay, and hopefully our lads can, you know, turn up and give a good account of themselves. You know, they've done that so far this season. So yeah, you know, if we can keep things tight and you know, get further into the game, then we may have a chance. You know, like Goitre did, of getting close to a possible upset. But again, you know, it's going to be a tough game. They're very, very good. They're very professional in what they do. So we will see. You know, only time will tell.
What is the talent pool like in Pembrokeshire? You know, what sort of bloodstock is there? You know, are other clubs missing out here by not sniffing out some of the good footballers down your way?
Well, I think I've got to be careful how I answer that one. I should stand here and tell you that they're all rubbish, shouldn't I, really? From what I've seen this year, the boys have certainly got the ability, but, you know, they're a little bit raw with it at the moment because, obviously, it takes time to get used to playing certain standards. And I don't know, you know, because it's a pressure industry, obviously, I don't know if coaches and managers are afforded that time to spend on, you know, players who are a little bit raw, if you like. But yeah, from what I've seen this season, you know, as I said, it's taken them a little bit of time, some of them, to get used to the standard. But the ability and the quality is certainly there in Pembrokeshire.
Now, you saw the Welsh Premier League last season. What you've seen, obviously, is Cardiff Met go up now. And now you're in a Welsh league, which you've already said is very competitive. Looking at the clubs that there are in and around you in that Welsh league, does it give you a bit of hope that there might be more teams from the south in the Welsh Prem soon?
Well, you know, Cardiff, as you say, Cardiff Met have done it this year. There are other teams in the south that are set up and ready to go for Welsh Premier League football like ourselves. So, you know, it's a difficult old league to get out of. You know, like I say, I've been down there 5 or 6 years now. And, you know, the first 4 years that we were down there, it was very much, let's try and get into that Welsh Prem. You know, I think if there were more South Wales teams in it, it would make things easier, generally speaking, for everyone.
Do you think you've seen enough in the Welsh League this season to say that there's an argument for a 16-team Prem?
Oof. Now you get as much as I like Question Time and David Dimbleby, Mark, I think it's a bit of a political one, that. you know, I watch the news at 10 now and again as well, but like I say, I think the quality is there. Whether, you know, you're going down the avenue of should there be a 16-team Welsh Prem or not, like I say, that's a little bit political, and I'll leave that to maybe the chairman and the board of the club. I'm sure Mr. Hughes would like to give you a view on that. So yeah, I'll pass on that one, Mark. And I was going to say I'll stick to what I know best, but I'll stick to what I know a little bit about, and that's just the football and the game on Saturday.
I got to say, Sean, that answer was politician stock.
I dodged that. I think I'd rather take a question on Donald Trump at the moment than the structure of the Welsh Prem.
Oh, that's brilliant. Haverford West against Gap Corners Quay. How do you think that's going to go first, Jonah?
It's a draw both managers will be relatively happy with. Haverford West, they're at home. Connors Key have to travel a long way. It's a tough draw for Halford West because Connors Key are one of the top three sides in the Welsh Premier League, no doubt. But when you're on home soil, and you're in the last 16, it gives you an incentive playing against a team who are in a league above you, and they'll just be all guns blazing. They've let in a lot of goals of late, Halford West, but they're scoring goals for fun. A couple of weeks ago, you know, they drew 5-5 with Kyra, you know, and the score 5 against the likes of Kyra is a decent result. They're scoring goals every week, so I think their problem will be keeping out the Nomads. The Nomads, you know, they, of late again, they're playing well, so I just see the Nomads edging this one, forcing their way into the quarter final. But there could be one of those, you know, it's a chance of a shock here.
Well, I was going to say, hold on a minute, let's go back to the previous round, and Nomads will definitely remember what happened in the last round, because they were held to the sword by the other Goitre, the Goitre of the Avon Valley, and just won in a last minute goal, and the club, the Nomads, wrote to Goitre and said, you were fantastic, you deserve to win. So I think Haverford West must take heart from that.
They will take heart from that, but I'll tell you who will take heart from that. It's the 11 players out on the field from the Gap Connors Quay who were about to be gutted and knocked out of the cup by a team from a league below them. And them two Les Davis goals in the last minute and a half or 2 minutes will spur them on, and they will think they can win the cup. Don't worry about that. It happens sometimes like this in football. You're almost out. You just claw back from defeat. And, hey, you could be on the crest of a wave and on your way to the final. And I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest.
And what do we think of the chances of an upset between Aberystwyth and Brastatyn, Jonah?
Well, there's obviously the chance of an upset. If you said at the start of the season that Aber would draw Brastatyn at home in the Welsh Cup last 16 and Aber would start the game as even money, you know, there's a lot of people would say, there's a lot of Aber fans, there's a chance that they for you. Your home team and you're a league above them, you're even money at home. But that tells me one thing. The bookmaker has been watching the form of Prestatyn all season. We've played 20 games, 18 wins, only drawn 2, 87 scored 4, only 18 against, a goal difference of 69. So Gibbo, ex-cup winner, by the way, with this club, only the last club to win it before TNS went on a roll of wins again. So they have the pedigree. They've had the appetite of winning the cup. They've had Europe. They'll be keen. And then, by the way, Mike, there's about 5 or 6 of them players still playing. So what a game that is, Aber. And the bookmaker tells you everything. Aber at home, even money. Prestatyn away, only just 12-5. 12-5 the draw. This could be the one to upset a few accumulators on the day.
Well, never mind the frost that there's been on the ground of late. There's certainly some banana skins still lying on the floor for Welsh Premier League clubs in these latest JD Welsh Cup games. Jonah, I know you're going to have a fantastic time at Carnarvon. We'll have the full report next week when we look back at the Welsh Cup and look forward to the next round of the Welsh Premier League. But enjoy yourself. Have a great weekend wherever you go.
Cheers, Mark. All the best.